Good morning, Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
Hi, Janine. Morning. Good morning.
Hi, Martin. Hoe gaan het met jou?
Baie goed, dankie en self.
Goed, dankie.
I know every SPCA has, I mean, you must have a million needs because you look after so many little faces, but is there anything particular at SPCA Tshwane that you want to highlight this morning?
Hi, Martin. Yes, I think it will definitely be our kennels for that. We've got like 320 kennels between the two SPCAs. Tshwane SPCA is 116 years old this year, so it means we've got old kennels. It has been upgraded through the years, a little bit here and a little bit there, but we still have got asbestos roofs on the kennels, so that should tell you how old it is. But it is really falling apart now. The floors are cracked. We are not allowed to have cracks in our floor for contagious diseases.
Mm.
There is an outbreak or whatever, they seep into the cracks and they stay there. And it's difficult to get it out. Although we do spray our kennels every morning with Chloor.
Yeah.
Still not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. En ek glo dat, jy weet, as die winter nou so aanbreek en het voel al klaar of die winter hier so is, is dan natuurlijk een groter nood as ek kom by die kleine hondjies, with the puppies, to keep them warm, right?
Ja,
dit is absoluut een feit daai. Ons hondjies by Centurion het, ons het twee hokke wat klaar ligte in het. Maar ons hokke by Watloo het glad nie ligte in.
Okay.
Ons klein puppies en goeikies daar, so kry maar een bykie koelerig. Sal sê koelerig as een klein kind trylle koud. Ons het ligte nodig en in die winter moet ons maar versittig wees, so ons moet kyk vir iets om die hokke mee heeltemaal toe te maak, soos een stijl of een dik vinyl of iets die.
Ja,
maar
ja.
As ons een infrarooi lig kan kry wat miskien in die kennels kan hang vir die klein hondjies.
Wel luister, ek dog, ek gaan vanoggend so paar oproepen maak, eerste stop is by julle. Eerstens wil ons net vir julle sê, baie dankie vir die werk wat julle doen. You do incredible work. Yeah. You are the voices for the voiceless, the cruelty, the neglect out there, the absolute sheer stupidity when it comes to humans caring for animals. You know what? We're not going to focus on that. We are going to focus on the people who make it better, who care and who rescue and who save those little lives, and that's what you do, and we appreciate you so, so much. So, for all my verbeteringe, ek weet is nie genoeg nie, I'm going to give 50,000 rand from Good Morning Angels Fund, but then I also want to put out a very, very loud, desperate plea again. If you are, wherever you live in South Africa, if you've got an SPCA in your neighborhood, in your area, please support them.
Yeah.
They do what most of us don't even have the guts to do.
Thanks, Martin, and thanks, team.
Thanks,
we appreciate your help.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
My next stop this morning is in Kempton Park.
Hey.
What's
on the line is Rulof Badenhorst. Rulof, bye-bye. Dank het jy vir ons geskryf het en meer gedeel het. I know you've got a day job, but like so many people that reach out and support fundraising for SPCAs, what a benevolent, kind thing to do. Hoe gaan jy, Rulof?
Goed en self, Martin.
Lekker. Thanks for doing what you're doing. We love that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a pleasure, you know. And it's a good reward to see when, you know, animals, their last sort of resort is, you know, with us. And the best part is when you give that animal that photo that says, you know, going to their forever loving home. That is what we are working towards.
That's amazing. Tell me, is there anything specific? I know SPCAs need everything and then some. Is there anything specific that you need at SPCA Kempton Park?
Our kennels is in desperate need of a revamp. Obviously, we've got all sorts of animals in there, mostly cats and dogs. We've got space for roughly about 100 animals at a time. And, you know, we most of the time we are full. So our fencing around our kennels is quite bad, rusting. You know, we do a bit of patchwork and all of that. And we do have animals in there that is, if I want to call it, high-risk animals. So we really would like on our wish list, you know, to have our fences replaced on that. Unfortunately, as an NPO, you know, we do not have the funds to do that. So that's I think, for us currently a big priority. And then secondly, you know, obviously, food is always an issue. Our community has been fantastic in supporting us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we always put on Facebook and, you know, we've got our chain stores in the area that supports us. But we roughly need about 900 kilograms to a ton of food per month. You know, just to ensure that we feed our animals and keep them in good condition for people to adopt them. So,
I'm going to do two things. Firstly, I want to appeal to a business in Kempton Park, East Rand area, Gauteng, if you will. Listen, anywhere in the country, who can help with your fencing. That's what I want to do. I'm going to give you 50,000 Rand from the Good Morning Angels Fund anyway. Wow. You can use that, obviously, towards a fence. But I would like to see you use that towards food and other things. And maybe someone comes along this morning who does fencing, who can re-fence SPCA Kempton Park.
Yeah.
That'll be fantastic.
Should we aim for that? Yeah. Rulof, give do the fundraising that you do. Keep caring. Keep the kindness, the compassion. Hello to everybody else there at SPCA Kempton Park. Ons sê vir julle baie dankie hoor.
Baie baie dankie Martin vir julle ook en vir die goeie werk wat doen. Ons waardeer hierdie en baie baie dankie vir die geld. It's going to go a long way. And I really hope that somebody out there will yell cries.
Oh man, I hope so. I hope so. East Rand, support your SPCA. It is a good thing. It's the right thing. It's the best thing. Dankie Rulof hoor.
Baie dankie julle en dankie vir die show.
Next up is Springs.
Hey. Hello, Springs.
Hello, Springs. Nikki is on the line. Nikki Meiring. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Jelle.
Hoe are you? Gaan het al Springs?
Very so, dit gaan nou so my baie goed met my baie dankie. Hoe gaan het met Jelle?
Weet jy wat? Baie goed, dankie. Beter met ons weten dat daar mense soos Jelle is. Ons kom nie dikwels in Springs nie. Dit beteken nie, ons gee nie om nie.
Ek dink ons kan een challenge daarvan maak, nee.
Yes, ek dink ons moet ek meer oorwijs daar in Springs. Maar vir nou, vertel ons, daar, is daar een iets wat uitstaan? Ek neem aan julle dek ook een baie groot area. You cover quite a big area in Springs, right?
Ons doen Springs, Baalgedag, ons doen selfs Dalmas, wat deel is van Mpumalanga. Ons is nogal wet, ja.
That is, and also when it comes to the variety of animals that you care for, it's not, people think SPCA has care for dogs and cats sometimes. It's way further than that. The cruelty and neglect when it comes to farm animals, chickens, donkeys, especially the poor donkeys.
Yeah.
Listen, cruelty knows no boundaries that we've learned. Listen, we've got cats, we've got dogs, we've got, like you said, the farm animals, we've got pigs, ons het skape, ons het beeste, ons het donkeys, ons het alles.
And it's, yeah, I don't want to get into details, but sometimes when I see these stories and how people are just absolutely ignorant / stupid to as to how to care for animals like pigs and sheep, donkeys especially.
Well, animals that help you.
You think that it's a basic human instinct that you know that if something cares for you and brings you food or
income,
helps you
or
income, that you care for it. But there's certain humans that they didn't get that part in their brain.
Mm.
And that's where the SPCA comes in. I never want to hear anyone say anything about an SPCA until you can do a better job. And most of us can't
Thank you. And go into the situations and actually face situations and look, I could never.
I
could never.
But
thank you.
What we can do, though, is support and empower people like Nikki and her team.
Yes.
Nikki, so is it a general need at this stage? I mean, I know, as I said before this morning, I know every SPCA has a million needs. Let's be honest. Is there something specific?
Listen, I mean, we always need a little bit of everything. We go through phases. You know, sometimes it's food. You know, winter is approaching. Sometimes we need stuff for the society to uphold and to uplift. There's always something that we need. At this stage, our most recent request was food. We've run out of food. I mean, it happens quite often. We are blessed with our community, but we never really get ahead with the amounts of food.
Well, listen, 50,000 Rand from the Good Morning Angels Fund. I know it is scratching the surface, and I want to encourage everybody in the Springs, Brakpan, Dalmas, you even go and serve in Mpumalanga. For goodness sake, how massive is that? Please get involved. If you're on your way to work this morning,
Jelle.
Tell people, vertel mense by jou werk. Luister, wat gaan ons doen vandag vir die SPCA in Springs?
Ja.
Of ons plaaslike SPCA, ons DBV. Have that conversation. Yeah. Give something, anything. Even if it's your time. Painting a kennel, a blanket, food, money. Hou aan doen wat julle doen, Nikki.
Baie, baie dankie en dankie vir die geleentheid. Dankie dat julle ons gekies het en ja, julle geef ons hoop.
Daar sê, lekker, is groete vir allemaal daar, sit een goeie werk doen. Mooie dag vir jou verder.
Baie, dankie julle.
Bye-bye.
Dankie julle. Bye-bye.
One last stop for this morning, for now, and on the line is Inspector Pam Pretorius from our local business, local SPCA Midrand.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello, neighbors. How are you, Pam?
Good morning, Martin. I'm very well, thank you, and yourself?
Good, thank you. I've had the privilege of seeing your SPCA a couple of times, and knowing what you do there, like all the other SPCAs, just incredible work. the way that you care for the community. And it's not just about Midrand. Sometimes these SPCA names are a bit misleading. People think they just look after Springs or Kempton
Park.
Yeah,
just that tiny, not tiny, but that area, yeah, not realizing what the distances they actually cover. It's incredible.
And more than just cats and dogs, right, yeah, Pam?
Without a doubt. The Midrand SPCA deals with all sentient beings. So it's wild animals, farm animals, cats, dogs, you name it, we do it.
And you know what? Your inspectors sometimes go into very tough and difficult situations. I can't imagine that job for a day. They must see the most awful cruelty and deal with aggressive and ignorant people and stubborn people. But also sometimes they face, because a lot of people don't know how to care for a dog, for instance. And then when the dog lashes out, you know, people think it's they blame the dog. But quite frankly, no one's ever taught the owner or showed them how to raise that dog properly. I don't know. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%. Unfortunately, we have. We've seen a drastic increase in cruelty and neglect cases, animals biting people, and without a doubt, people do not look into what it takes for the specific breed they're getting, and education. Our core function, obviously, is animal cruelty, but we also focus heavily on education and proactive inspections to improve the lives of the animals before situations become serious cruelty cases.
Yeah. So, yeah. You have patience. Let me tell you something. By the way, is it Daniel?
Daniel is a trooper. He has done so well. His wounds have healed beautifully.
Is he one of your inspectors at the SPCA, right?
No. Daniel is a kennel hand and our gardener.
Oh.
And somebody brought in the animal to hand it over to us.
Okay.
And it escaped from the car.
My gosh.
And we had a lot of people in the SPCA and a lot of children that were coming to our charity shop. So Daniel was trying to protect the people. And he managed to catch the dog. And the dog, unfortunately, latched onto his face twice.
Ooh.
Daniel must have been thinking, this is above my pay grade. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah.
This is just shame.
The shock hit him and he didn't know what he was thinking. Yeah, it was very traumatic for him and all of us.
But how courageous. How incredible of Daniel.
Without a doubt. I mean, the fact that his first thought was to protect the people in the yard.
Yes.
It was absolutely amazing. I'm very proud of Daniel, the way he reacted.
I'm telling you, people who work at the SPCA are absolute angels.
Yeah, they're beyond. Oh. They're way level higher than us.
It's a calling.
Jesus.
Yeah. That is commitment right there. Is Daniel okay?
He's wonderful. He's back at work, back with the animals. It hasn't deterred him at all. Yeah.
That is so good to hear.
Very proud of him, yeah.
All right, so listen, from our Good Morning Angels Fund, 50,000 to get the ball rolling. I encourage all businesses, people, residents, business people who just come here to work in Midrand. Listen, even if you just drive through, most people between Pretoria and Joburg have to get involved. Support the SPCA in your area.
Yeah. Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Give something. We're going into winter.
That's a big one.
That is probably the most important point of the morning is adopt, don't shop. There is a hond, a cat, a hoender, a donkey, but iewers in 'n hok sit. Hulle is daar, want hulle vorige eienaars kon nie na hulle kyk nie. Or they were abused. And they're waiting for our home. So go and adopt. Thanks, Pam.
Wonderful. Thank you, Martin, and all the Jacaranda listeners. Thank you so much for having us today.
Keep doing what you're doing, Pam. How's it doing?
We shall do.
Love you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Bye.
Feel good mornings
start here. Good morning.
I was in.
And yo. I'm Joji. Sanibonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.